My name is Marco Segovia. I am 13 years old. Today is June 26, 2018, and I'm speaking with Nico, who is my friend. We are recording this interview in Sacramento, California. Can you tell me a little bit about where you grew up? What were you like as a child?
Mostly I grew up at my grandma's house with my cousin. We, either at his house or my grandma's house, more often than not, my grandma's house. We were, like, we misbehaved, like, a lot. Some things I remember are my cousin, he did something, I don't remember what, but he did something, he got in trouble, and then he was scared, so he got ice cream from the freezer, and then he put M&M's in the ice cream, and then he hid under the bed eating ice cream, and I thought that was really funny. Another time we got, we were in this little, like, shed that's, like, in my, it's like this place with, like, a workbench and a bunch of stuff. We found sticks, then we tied strings to them, and we put paper clips on the end because we found a bucket with a dead fish in it, and then our grandma came down and she's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, "We're going fishing." So that and a bunch of other stuff, like decorating her orange tree with yogurt. But yeah, that was fun.
What are you proudest of, personally and professionally, in your life?
What am I proudest of? Gosh, I don't really know. Personally, I guess, like, gosh, I don't know this one. I have one. I had a Spanish teacher who didn't like me a lot, and first two trimesters I had an F both trimesters, and if I got another F I would have failed Spanish and had to redo 7th grade, and then I managed to pass with a B, and I was, like, really happy about that. Professionally, I'm proud of, like, me not messing something up that's, like, really important yet.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
My teenage self, wait, in the future then?
But I think it's asking to, like, yourself, because it's like your teenage.
Advice that I give to, okay.
Your teenage self.
Enjoy, like, as much as you can right now, because things are gonna change. You're only a kid for so long, and being a teenager is one of the best parts and worst parts of your life. So just enjoy it, and just enjoy yourself.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Some of the most important lessons I've learned. Let's see. Most important lessons. I mean, I guess I've learned that, like, you can't always, like, you can't always try and be, like, the best. Like, sometimes, like, you just gotta let things go. You gotta, like, pick your battles. You know, you can't always, like, if someone says something that, like, isn't completely accurate, you don't always have to be like, "Hey, you're not doing that right. Or whenever something does something wrong, not to always say, you should be doing it this way. Just to sometimes, like, relax a little bit and not always, like, just kind of go with the flow.
Tell me a great story you know about someone in our family.
Can I give two? Because one is short. Okay.
Sure.
This one's more just like kind of something that's funny. We were on a cruise ship, me and my cousin, and like, though, you know, the whole family, and we were. We were having pizza, and then I don't know if it was me or someone else, but someone put like a bunch of pepper on his pizza, and they claimed it was special cheese, and then he ate it, and then he hated it, and then he cried, I think, or something. Now a great story about someone in my family. Again, this isn't really as great as it is kind of like strange. Well, just a little bit bizarre. My dad, he's from, he grew up a good amount of time in Madeira. And he was trying to get one of his sisters to sit down on the swing. And then he was like, come sit. And then when they did sit, he swiped the swing away and made them fall, and she broke her tailbone. And then I think because of that, and then like him having bad grades, my grandma sent him to boarding school. yeah. Is that all of them? Okay.
Are you sure you're finished recording?